I'm a Swedish journalist living in Israel. I think Istanbul is a good example, or Turkey is a good example of coexistence, and here people are living together from different religions and different cultures, and it's working quite well. And obviously it's a very, very important issue for the coming centuries. Since my friends are, I'm here with Israeli friends, and we had young Muslim, just today there was a young Muslim woman who came up to him and said that she had changed her whole, you know, view of the world, that this was the first Israeli person she had met, and she realized that his opinions were not like the Israeli government and the Israeli establishment. And for her this was a very big, was like a revolution in her mind, that there are different Israeli opinions. Not all the Israelis think you should just bomb the neighbors. And you know, that was a very touching moment, that there are those little bridges between people of different, you know, different backgrounds and different beliefs and cultures, and still you can make these connections and see that you have things in common and that people are different and there is such a variety of opinions and beliefs, and it has to happen here in places like this when people are really meeting face to face and hopefully seeing eye to eye with and things. If you are, as I understand that you are working very much with peace issues, I think that's a lovely initiative, and I can just wish you the best of luck. It's very important work you're doing. Wonderful. Okay, thank you.